If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Is there anything more boring than 2 hours into the Oscars broadcast and they're handing out the award for best editing for spoken word, short word, animated documentary word? Whatever. Okay. Buckle up, everybody, because that's what we're in for this Sunday night. There was some talk that possibly this year's Oscars were going to hand out awards during commercials, but that's been kiboshed. They are going to hand out all 24 categories live for our enjoyment.
Yeah.
The broadcast will start at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon, and it'll end 2:30 Tuesday afternoon.
But actually, it's happening in the evening, right?
Sure, yes. It just feels like it.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. We were chatting earlier about people complaining about the Amber Alert, and I said, you know, it's just like the world that we live in now. We're in our own little worlds on our phones, and it's ridiculous that that should bother us, but it's sort of what has happened. And do you know that back in the day, there have been years where the Oscars have run for 4 hours and 20 minutes, almost 4.5 hours. And guess what? Nobody complained. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like, got their glass of wine, sat there, enjoyed watching the Oscars.
Because they didn't think that they could. But now we can because it's ridiculously long. It's too long.
Our attention spans. That's what's scary to me. Our attention spans. That's part of it. And also, they haven't changed the way the Oscars have worked. Like, what we find entertaining has also changed, and they haven't really changed that.
Yeah, you're right.
So if we were watching, like, when you watch the Grammys and the performances are happening and there are great superstars with amazing personalities on in between the performances, I'm sure we can make it a little bit longer than we do with the Oscars, which to me personally anyway, feel like a bit of a snooze fest these days.
They make you wait so long for all the good awards. You know, you get a couple of the supporting actors and actresses at the beginning, and then you have all the sort of, you know, production cutting room floor, and then you're waiting 3 hours to find out who won Best Picture. When really, does it matter to you who won? Like, I don't think I've ever made it through to the end of the Oscars anyways.
Plus, I think that, like, musical artists are just a little more interesting than, like, actors and actresses.
Yeah.
They're a little boring, I find. There are very few of them who capture my attention the way Lady Gaga, Alicia Keys, Miley Cyrus. They're just not as fun.
Even with my PVR, I'm still not going to, like, record and, like, skip through it. I'm just not going to bother with it. No, you watch the red carpet. That's always the most entertaining part anyways.
Yeah, and most people haven't even seen, what, 3/4 of the movies that are up.
No, that's another thing, yeah.
Right? Like, it's all the movies that nobody cared about in the first place.
It's all about the Academy, and I'm like, well, then the Academy can watch it, because the rest of us don't really want to.
The Academy sucks.
Well, we want to see blockbusters. We want to see the movies we've seen and love, right?
Yeah.
A lot of critics are thinking that maybe this year could be a total train wreck, right? They don't have a host. They don't have anyone driving the bus, you know? So, what, like, anything could happen. We could be in for the longest 4 hours of our lives.
You know what I'm going to watch? Therefore, that's what I'm going to watch.
The worse, the better. That would be great.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around what Orlando Bloom was thinking last week when he put a ring on Katy Perry. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy.
He was thinking, I'm going to keep her. I'm going to keep this one.
Well, Orlando Bloom, he popped the question to Katy Perry last week, and she said yes. Sorry, Sam.
I know.
Another scratched off the list.
I'll move on.
Oh, God. Like, he had a chance.
In his head, he did.
In my mind, yeah.
Yeah. So people are saying the ring kind of looks just like the one he gave his ex-wife, Miranda Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess on the one hand, maybe that's the style of ring that Katy Perry wanted. How do we know, right? But on the other hand, if it wasn't, you know, the style that Katy Perry always wanted, you know, don't you think people would have known, though? They would have caught on pretty quick.
I know exactly what happened here.
You know the full story.
Yeah, I did. He's just the type of guy who had in his head how things would work out and how things would look when he got married and who that would be. And so it's a flower-shaped ring, which is very unique for an engagement ring. I don't think I've ever seen somebody with a flower-shaped engagement ring.
Especially when it costs $5 million.
Yeah. Yes, true.
I was telling you guys off air, actually, my wife, Kelly, she has a flower-shaped engagement ring about 1/10 the size of Katy Perry.
Yeah, still on the right track.
You didn't drop $5 million for that one.
No.
So Miranda's was diamond, and Katy's has like some different colored stones in there.
Yeah.
But it just kind of reminds me a little bit of the type of guy who always dates this girl who looks the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
there's a pattern. Yeah.
His ex looks like his current girlfriend, and the ex before that looks the same as well.
Well, you know what you like, and you go with it. Whatever works.
I actually heard a horror story this weekend, and this is another great example of what sort of happened with this ring. But it was a friend of mine who was engaged at one point, and the girl that her ex got with afterward, he proposed to her on the same day. He proposed on Christmas to both of his fiancés.
Oh, see, no.
Like, is that a tradition for him?
Yeah, that's a thing, right?
Interesting. I don't know. When I look at rings, when I think of like maybe putting a ring on my girlfriend's finger, I know that I have a design or a style in mind that I prefer. And so when I'm shopping, like selfishly, I think I would be going after something that I think would look good on her, but also something that I would feel comfortable spending money on. I mean, I don't think it's a compromise, but it can't just be one way.
That's always my fear. I don't even like it when guys are like, you're my type, because then I'm just like, okay, are you just like replacing me with the last one then, you know?
True.
Would you be okay, ladies, if your guy proposed with a ring very similar to the ring he used when he proposed the last time? I think most women are not going to be having this.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah. You can text us and let us know what you think at 92925. Tammy said, hell no. My ring needs to be unique. There are no seconds for me.
Hell no.
I mean, it would kind of be like, would it be okay? Say you propose for the first time with a family heirloom, and then you break up and you keep that ring. Is it okay to propose with that ring
Absolutely.
The next time?
Yeah, I think that's
Seriously?
Totally okay. Yeah.
Keep it in the family.
No,
yeah.
That is such bad energy.
No, it's more than just a ring, though. It's a family heirloom. It's got history. It means something. It's something really, really special to the couple.
But you give to multiple people, though? Like, how special can it be?
Well, hopefully you're only giving it to one person, but I mean...
But I'm saying if you're not, you're saying it's okay to reuse it. I don't agree.
Well, some people are saying that because his last name is Blue, maybe that's why he chose to go with the flower design, right? See, there's meaning in everything. You just have to look deep enough.
He wanted to like stamp his
yeah,
wives.
His signature.
Okay, Jolene, what do you think?
I believe love is love. It shouldn't matter. Jewelry is nothing. It's the thought that counts. You know what I mean? If he likes flowers, oh well. He got her a flower ring. Yay. You know, like.
Yay. Yeah,
what about what you like, though?
So you wouldn't have any sort of feeling if you were proposed to and you immediately when you saw the ring, you remember that that's like very similar to the ring he used the last time he proposed?
I really wouldn't care. I love him. It's kin to me. You know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much, Jolene.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh my gosh, listen to this text. It says, I was about to give a bracelet to the girl that I liked. She told me no, so I gave it to the next girl I met. I don't know how, but she learned the story and gave it back to me. I wondered what the problem is. It's an expensive bracelet, but apparently you can't do that. You cannot do that.
Oh, people just need to relax. It's more than a ring.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so let's go around the room here. Who owns a home in the room? Nikki?
I don't own a home yet.
Sam?
Not I.
I don't either. I'm currently looking for a place to rent in Montreal. And the older I get, I kind of think I'm never going to own a home.
I just have commitment issues, so.
A home is a pretty big commitment.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. For many reasons.
But millennials, they're willing to do some pretty drastic things to own a home of their own. Would you, Nikki, give up avocado toast for the rest of your life? Avocado on your toast for the rest of your life?
To own my dream home?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, for the record, my dream home is Kim and Kanye's new house.
Okay, well.
So yes, the answer is yes.
You'll have to give up a lot of avocado toast for that house.
Yeah. Of course.
Would you be willing to go to Firefest?
Firefest didn't seem so bad. It was just their expectations that ruined it. I mean, they were still on a beautiful island.
Well, the 23% of millennials say they would go to Firefest in order to own their own home.
Sure.
That's a pretty small sacrifice. But what about something more serious?
Let's say, would you break up with Josie, your girlfriend?
Ooh. To own your dream home.
Like, for how long do I have to break up with her?
No, forever. Like,
oh,
you'll.
No. God,
that's it. You're not going to break up and then get back together a week later. That defeats the purpose. Okay, how about. What is it? I think 23% of millennials say they would break up. No, sorry. 9% of millennials say they would break up with their partner.
You know what's sad is like a lot of young people are not going to be able to own their own home.
And they don't feel like they can own their own home.
No, and they're finding it. I mean, this is in the U.S. This is also here in Canada.
It's everywhere.
Rent is really high in these. I mean, we're lucky with rent here in Montreal. It can still be high, but not considered to Vancouver and Toronto. And the idea that they can pay that much for rent and save for a down payment for a home period, let alone their dream home, just seems like so far away.
It's true.
Would you, either of you, give up sex for 5 years to own your own
five
home?
5 years?
5 years.
Ooh.
It better be a nice house. I
For Kim and Kanye's house?
Again, okay, fine.
Okay.
For 5 years?
If their house is like a community in itself, so yes,
true.
I think it would be worth it.
Okay, 16% of millennials are with you on that one. How about this? Would you listen to Cotton Eye Joe for a week straight to own your own home?
No, that would drive you crazy.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah,
are you sure?
I wouldn't.
Well, 42% of millennials disagree with you.
That would make you crazy.
I agree, but 42% of millennials say no, they would do it.
Didn't they say they'd go to jail too, though?
That's a good question. Yeah, they would. They would go to jail. 39% of millennials say they would go to jail.
For a week, though. For a week. Right?
Okay, that's a tough one. Let me think. Because if you're in general population, like, I would not bode very well.
We're talking like real jail.
Real jail. I be in solitary confinement?
I would go for 1 week. Just for, like, 1 week? That's nothing to go and live in a $500 million home afterward.
I guess so.
Yeah, I think I would do it. I think I've watched enough shows about jail to know how to survive for a week. I've watched World's Toughest Prison. Yeah,
yeah, you can make your own shank. You can.
I find the biggest dude there. I become his friend. Yeah.
I only watched Orange Is the New Black, and it looked kind of fun. You know, they had a lot of good friends
in
there.
It's like a retreat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're willing to go to jail.
Some pretty drastic things just to own your own home. That's how bad it is.
Their dream home. Mm-hmm. Though.
That's true.
At this point, my own home would be my dream.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.